returned from a holiday on the Isle of Wight, and we spent most afternoons on the beach, even though the wind howled around us. We were a bit British, but it's never too cold for an ice cream. But in London, you don't actually need to go away on holiday to visit a beach. Has anybody been to any of the local urban beaches? There's just Mansfield Park up the road, there's Greenwich on the South Bank, and apparently at the Olympic Park, they claim to have the biggest beach, the biggest urban beach at the moment. But it might be that you're not particularly a beach fan. I love the sound of the sea, the light on the water, children playing in the sand, so I can actually sit still for a moment. Beaches slow us down. It's hard to walk fast on sand. The rhythm of the sea stills our racing minds. But if you're not a beach fan, where do you find space to reflect? At the beginning of our holiday, the sea was really rough. Waves crashed over the esplanade, and we needed a windbreak to actually be able to sit on the beach. But by the end of the week, the sea had calmed down, and this change reminded me of my own need to calm down, to reflect, to pray. It's from a calm place that we can then refocus on relationships with our friends, with family, and God. August tends to be a quieter month for many people, and apologies if it isn't. But what is it that helps you to calm down, to reconnect? As I read the story, the part of Ephesians which Alison just read to us, I wondered if the community in Ephesians at that point really needed some more space to reconnect. I don't know what the equivalent of a holiday would have been in those days, but the author challenges them to look at their relationships. They weren't really modelling Christ's love. Now, any life in community is challenging. But it really left me asking, why is it for all God's love to us, do we still sometimes struggle in our human relationships? What gets in the way? Why do we get cross and bad-tempered, put others down rather than build them up? All those rather difficult dynamics in Ephesians. As humans, our deepest need is love. But however much we try to impress others, however inadequate we sometimes feel, Christ still loves us. And it's not that we can win that love from other people around us or even from God. Christ just loves us for who we are, whatever we do. So it's when the author writes that really important verse, "Walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us." It's that second phrase, "as Christ loved us," which really stands out. Tiredness and irritability really go hand in hand, and I've been more aware of this over the last year in myself, particularly with a baby and a toddler on the go. And there have been times when I've really found it almost impossible to find space to reflect, to pray. And so just bite-sized moments to remember that actually Christ loves me, that's been the thing that has pulled me through when it's got tough. So as the author in Ephesians calls us to model Christ's love, and as it's the holiday, I thought I'd finish with a story about Jesus. Now, this one isn't from the Bible, but still spoke some home truths, and it's written by Nicholas Allen. Jesus could do amazing miracles. He also told marvellous stories, all for free. Each day he worked hard to make everything around him beautiful, until one day he woke up exhausted. That day the miracles didn't go so well, nor did the stories. So he decided to go to the doctor. The doctor advised Jesus, "Take the day off, relax, enjoy yourself, sit in the sun." So, first of all, he did cartwheels right across the desert. Yippee! Then he played catch with his halo. Then he had a picnic. After that, he had a refreshing swim. And finally, he went for a long donkey ride, something he always enjoyed. Yee-haw! It had been a wonderful day, but towards the end, he felt sad. For really, the day had been wasted. He'd helped no one. He felt so bad, he thought he'd go and tell his dad all about it. Dad always had the right thing to say. So his dad said, "Well, look down there a minute, son. Where you did your cartwheels, fountains of water appeared in the desert. Where you threw your halo and ate your picnic, the trees bloomed with fruit. Where you went swimming, the fishermen had lots of luck. And whoever you passed on your donkey felt instantly happy. So you see, when you're feeling better yourself, you can only make others feel happy too." The next morning, he was glad that he'd taken a rest. He had this funny feeling there was lots more good work to be done. The bit that rather bemused me about all this story is that Jesus talks to his dad at the end of the day, and so perhaps he had to do all that unwinding first to really reconnect in prayer. We don't know. But what is it that helps you to unwind, to reconnect? So let us pray now, beginning with a few moments of stillness, to be aware that Christ always loves us first.